Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshat Shmini, we have seven psukim in this Aliyah. Aharon finishes bringing the korbanos that he needed to bring as part of the miluim. And then he blesses B'nai Yisrael, Moshe and Aharon together, then give a bracha to B'nai Yisrael, that the Shechina be a part of their work. And that is exactly what happens. The Shechina does indeed dwell in the Mishkan. Now again, as just mentioned, at the end of the miluim process, the Torah tells us in Perek Tet, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, at the end of our Aliyah, that Moshe and Aaron, vayivarchu et ha'am, they bless the nation. And what did they say to B'nai Israel? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Sifra in the Mechilta de Miluim, that Moshe and Aaron said the following to B'nai Israel. It's from Tehillim, Perek Tzadi, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vihi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. Let the graciousness, Noam, let the graciousness of Hashem be upon us. Umaase Yadeinu Konana Aleinu. Establish the work of our hands on us. Make it successful. And again, Umaase Yadeinu Konaneu. Establish, make successful the work of our hands. And then Rashi continues and says that Moshe and Aaron said, Yihi Ratzon, may it be your will, God, Shetishre Shechina b'maase yedeichem, that your Shechina should dwell upon their handiwork. What does this all mean? What did Moshe and Aaron mean? Rav Mordechai HaKohen of Tzfat, who died in 1598, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Kabbalist in Tzfat, he wrote a sefer on the Chumash called Sifsei Kohen, and there, on our Pasuk, he says that what Moshe and Aaron said, Yihi Ratzon Shetishre Shechina b'maase yedeichem, was a tefillah, and not a bracha. What does that mean? What specifically were they davening for? The Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, asks this question in the first volume of his Sefer Shemen HaTov, and he says that this tefillah cannot be about the Mishkan itself, because the Mishkan was not a product of their own hands. They wouldn't have said, Yihi Ratzon Shetishre Shechina B'maase Yedeichem to B'nai Yisrael, because Moshe built it, Bezalel built it, the artisans built it, but not all of B'nai Yisrael. So what does it mean? The Shemen HaTov says that the tefillah was that through the Mishkan, their own jobs, the work of their own hands, should God willing become holy. Because the whole purpose of the Mishkan was not to keep the Kedusha in the Mishkan, but in the words of the Shemen HaTov, "Detachlit haMishkan lekadesh et haChayim haPratiim gamkein." The whole purpose of the Mishkan was to sanctify and to elevate their personal lives outside of the Mishkan. The Mishkan and later the Mikdash, they were intended to influence B'nai Israel, to sanctify their personal lives, their homes, their schools, their work, their leisure, to infuse the rest of their life with Kedusha and spiritual meaning and with depth. If the only place in your life that was holy and godly was the Mishkan, then you missed the whole point. The point and the hope and the tefillah was that now that the Mishkan was built and the Kalim were in place and the Kohanim ready for their jobs, now that it's going to become operational, Moshe and Aaron davened for B'nai Yisrael. Yihi Ratzon Shetishre Shechina B'maase Yedeichem. May the Shechina that dwells in the Mishkan dwell also in your personal lives. Now, the Shemen HaTov does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest the following based on the Shemen HaTov's idea. The tefillah that Moshe and Aaron davened was not just V'yihi Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. It's not just that Hashem should be with you, but V'yihi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. May it be Noam, may it be Naim, may it be pleasant, enjoyable, satisfying. That's what happens when you channel and you focus Ma'aseh Yedeichem towards God and for God, so to speak. That's why we're working. That's our goal, to bring Kedusha into this world. When we work for ourselves, then it's not V'yihi Noam, it's not pleasant, it's actually uncomfortable. If I bought bought a cell phone and I didn't read the instructions and I used it improperly, then that's not going to be pleasant for me. If I didn't use the cell phone as a cell phone, but if I use it as a doorstop, for example, then of course the use of the phone will not be a pleasant one. But if I use it in the right way, if I use it in the way in which it was meant to be used, if I use it properly and for the right purpose, then I will enjoy using it. And lahavdil, that's what is true about our own work, our own efforts in this world. If I work to bring kedusha into the world, then indeed it will be vihi noam. Then my work will ultimately be noam. It'll be pleasant. I won't feel friction, God forbid, but harmony and peace. That was the tefillah that Moshe and Aaron davened for Bnei Yisrael, and that's what we daven for ourselves and for others. God willing, we will use our God-given talents and gifts and put them to holy use in this world. Have an amazing day, everyone.